Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne, and I, of course, am Chrisanne. We are going to be discussing the weekly predictions for the week of October 8th through October 15th, 2023. So this week ahead, we are going to be using the deck called Sacred Power Reading Cards. And that's going to help us this week with the predictions that are coming through. This is a really pretty deck. If you haven't seen this deck, I highly recommend it. It's the Sacred Power Reading Cards. And it's by Anna Stark. This deck, there's a couple that kind of coordinate together by her. So check it out. It's a really nice one. So let's pull some cards from this to see what's coming in for us for this week. Oh, so the first card that I pulled is the card of purification. When this card comes up, it's definitely saying there are things we need to let go of. And the best place to do that is in the water. Whether you go to the ocean, put your feet in the water, and release what's not serving your highest and best good, release your stress, release your worries. You can do that in a lake, in a stream. You can do that in the shower. You're already in the shower. Just release whatever worry and stress that you have and watch it go down the drain. Use water to help get rid of and then bring us some wonderful purifying energy as well. So this is saying this is a great time for us to be doing that. It's also going to be a great time for us to clear our throat chakra, to be able to speak clearly what it is that we want, need, and desire. The next card that I'm pulling, is the manifestation card. I love this card. It's an amazing card because it's saying this is the time that we can put it out there to the universe, what it is that we want, what it is that we are ready to receive. And by manifesting that, whatever it is we want, however many things we want, we need, do you need a new job? Do you need a new partner? Do you need a new place to live? Hey, do you need a new book to read? Do you need a publisher for your book? You know, manifesting all of these things, one of them, all of them, however many you want, this is the time to put it out there because it's saying that the universe is ready to receive that energy and send you back some wonderful things. So start creating what it is that you want and need. It's a great time to work on your manifesting journal. Check out my website. I have some videos on how to create your manifesting journals, how to create your list of manifesting things that you want and need, and how to appropriately do that. So if you haven't been to my website, it's elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. And I do link my YouTube channel, where I also have some videos on creating with manifesting, and my YouTube channel is Chrisanne, and of course I've talked about it on my podcast before, but this is the time that we need to get some manifesting going. And then the last card that I'm going to pull from this deck, it's the card of sound. Ooh, really interesting, because while we're working on recognizing what sounds are good for us, it is also a way to clear our throat chakra, which is exactly what I was saying in that first card. It's all about clearing that throat chakra. So isn't the sound card? The sound card is creating some wonderful sounds that can help us to get to a place where we need to be. Whether that be using our voice, using our words, or singing to help raise our vibration, or listening to to other people singing and other people creating music. Sound doesn't only have to be from your throat chakra, but yes, it is powerful when it comes from your throat chakra. But if you want to sit and play with your drums and play your flute, any of those things, those are creating sounds that create a certain vibration within your body. When you need to raise your vibration, you can do that with sound as well. Certain megahertz will raise your vibration or lower your vibration if you need to get more grounded. So play around with sound this week. For me, I'm big on listening to talking books. I enjoy talking books. It gives me something to listen to while I'm doing something else. I'm the one that needs that type of thing. So utilize that. But I also like to listen to my meditative music to help me get to somewhere else as well. So pay attention to the sounds that help you to elicit different things that are beneficial for you to help you get to where you need to be. So this is the week to utilize all of that. Wow, very cool. Now, let's talk crystals. So as you know, if you have tuned into my podcast before, if not, welcome. Let me explain how it works. You've been here before, welcome back, of course. But I get a download of a list of crystals before I do my podcast on which are the stones that we need to talk about for this week coming forward. What are the stones that we need to carry? What are the stones that we need to work with? What are the stones that we need to meditate with? What are the stones that we maybe need to look them up and get some more information on them? Maybe you don't physically have these stones, but you can certainly look them up, meditate within the energy of those stones by focusing on a picture of them as well. Because some of these stones that we're going to be talking about for this week, you may not have in your toolbox. So let's get started talking about the stones of the week in no particular order. I do want to say that. These are never in any specific order. So the first one that we're going to talk about is a meteorite, thus one that you may not have in your toolbox. So meteorite carries the energy of space, galaxies, other worlds, other planets. It brings information, messages, and vibrations from the cosmos, from the galaxies, here to Earth, so we know we're not alone. A meteorite also represents the promise that a time of peace and unity is upon us. Meteorites can be used for balancing and aligning your physical, emotional, and spiritual body. It's great for protecting your aura and your energy. Meteorites evoke a positive energy from the universe. Not just here in a grounded place, but by going in those 21 chakras above your seven primary chakras within the body, going in those 21 above your body, that's the energy that connects to the cosmos. That's the energy that connects with a meteorite. Meteorites are great for bringing in guidance from higher dimensions. And they assist in understanding and the actualization of our presence, the here and the now. It also helps us to connect and channel to other galaxies and beyond. For years, I wore a meteorite ring, and gosh, that was such a powerful ring. And I always wore it on my left hand side. Left hand side brings the energy in, the right hand side lets the energy out. In this case, you want it on your left hand or left pocket, left side of the bed, left side of your desk, etc. For me, I was wearing that ring before I even knew about the left side brings the energy in, right side lets the energy out. I always just instantly put it on my left hand side. And I had traveled to Mystic, Connecticut, and I had picked up this ring there. And it was such a powerful ring. I was instantly attracted to it. Oh, I was very, very young at the time. We're talking like 30 years ago. And it was such a powerful ring. I still have the ring. I don't wear it all the time because my fingers have grown. But I can certainly wear it on a necklace. And if you wear it on a necklace, it doesn't matter what side you're wearing it on because that's the center of your body. So don't worry about the right or the left there. Moving on, we're going to talk about petalite. Petalite is an activator of the higher mind. It's a clear stone. It facilitates higher realms and awareness during meditation. This is another one that's connecting to those 21 chakras above your head, above those seven primary chakras. It helps transition from your ego mind to centered consciousness. It also is a very peaceful and calming energy. It's soothing and healing for your emotional body, and it helps people with ADHD have a little bit more focus. Once again, I'm not a medical practitioner. Please don't take this advice in lieu of your doctor's advice. I am just sharing the crystals that I work with and I love and I enjoy and how things work and have worked for me. Petalite also helps to quiet a very busy mind. It supports your spiritual development through visualization, and it's a great one for meditation. It helps get rid of anxiety and negative thoughts. It really will boost your psychic ability. So if you wanted to boost your psychicness and boost that connectedness, you want to carry it on the left-hand side. If you want it to reduce anxiety, etc., you want to carry it on the right-hand side. So the next stone is apophyllite. I love apophyllite. I have enjoyed apophyllite for many years. Apophyllite creates a conscious connection between the physical form and your spiritual realm. It opens up that conscious connection to the astral body, and it facilitates astral travel as well. Apophyllite can help you to remain totally conscious while exchanging energies within the spirit world. So, in other words, it's great to use while you're doing reading. I have always, oh, not always, but, you know, I have, for the past probably 20 years, used apophyllite in connection with prenite, both of them on my left-hand side, when I'm doing readings, etc. Apophyllite can be a fragile stone, just be careful. It's one that you want to put in a bag with the prenite. But apophyllite also helps, work on the levels of forgiveness within the body, because anything emotional can affect you physically as well. So if you need to release forgiveness or have forgiveness, still releasing that energy, you want to carry apophyllite or use apophyllite on the left-hand side. I mean, I'm sorry, on the right-hand side. I'm pointing to the right, but I'm saying left. Use it on the right. If you want to bring in all this psychic connectiveness, you want to use it on the left-hand side. Because apophyllite will increase that awareness that we are part of that bigger picture, that bigger galactic picture. So the next stone is aragonite. Aragonite is a wonderful one to help with meditation as well. It helps get your energy ready so you can go there within a meditation. It blends the energies of all five elements. It cleanses and balances the chakras. It gives us responsibility and patience and acceptance so that we can understand our place in the universe and our practical place within the universe. It's a little more grounding for those things. This is a red aragonite, sorry, that I'm talking about. Aragonite also promotes emotional healing. It renews strength and confidence. And it regulates your metabolism, helps with calcium, and boosts your immune system. And it's really helpful during times of anger or stress to just be present and grounded. So any of that energy that you need to bring in, left hand side. If you want to release any of those things, right hand side. Now people say to me, what if I want to do both? What if I want to bring in that energy and release some other energy? Great, get two aragonites. Aragonite isn't that expensive. You can get a beautiful natural chunk just for a few dollars. Use one on either side while you're meditating. Or wear one, you know, wire wrap one and wear it as a pendant or something. So yeah, you can just have it in the middle and it will do both. Last but not least, oh no, sorry, we have one more after this one. Almost last. We have ruby and zoisite. Ruby and zoisite is really pretty. It's mostly green with little pinky red dots of ruby in it. So the zoisite is the green, the ruby is that pinky red. So this promotes harmony between the root chakra, the heart chakra, and the third eye chakras. It's a great stone to help with encouraging your inner and outer development during your transformation. It increases your intuition, but it also helps you to believe and trust in yourself while utilizing and developing your intuition. It helps with empathy and compassion within relationships, so it's a great one to give as a wedding gift. It promotes physical healing and support from the divine coming in through you. It supports growth and healing, and it teaches gratitude and appreciation for what you have. And last but not least, this week we are talking about Merlinite. Merlinite is also known as Indigo Gabriel. I love Merlinite as well. This list this week is a really good one that I personally love as a psychic, as somebody that does readings, as somebody that heavily meditates. I love this list of stones for this week. Merlinite parts the veil between the worlds. It stimulates your magical powers, helps with your intuition. It's great for shamanic journeying, for astral travel, for channeling. It helps connect with natural energies and accept all that is around us. Wow. Fantastic list for this week. So, if you have any questions, you know you can always go to my website, elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. There are ways to get in touch with me there. There's a lot of classes there as well. Some are paid and some are free, you know. So check out my free classes. And I have some big classes and some big workshops coming up. Check out my website for that. Check out my Facebook page, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I link everything there, and I do a lot of, heads up on what's coming up, mostly on my Facebook page. And of course, you can also go to my Instagram, Chrisanne1234. Everything's linked, everything's connected. It's kind of cool. So check out all of that, and I hope you have a fantastic week, because this is a very high vibration week. These are high vibration crystals. We had some really high vibrational work within the cards as well for us going forward. We are capable. We can do this. And let's be productive so that we can move on into even bigger and better things. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. Be free.